It's fun to be back on campus. I went into elementary education and was a teacher for 9 years in Pike Township in Indianapolis, and became interested in human trafficking, took a trip overseas and learned about it. And when I came back, started talking to people in my life about it, realized that not a lot of people knew that it was going on overseas, let alone here. And I didn't really know what to do with that information. I was a school teacher. I wasn't working for the Attorney General's office. I wasn't a police officer. I didn't really know exactly what to do with that, but I had a desire to do something. So over the course of the next few years, began just educating people in my life and in my community, put on an awareness concert at my church and networked with other people, and realized that there was a little anti-trafficking community in Indianapolis. And as it has grown over the years, became involved with that. Our organization, Purchase, was founded in 2011 with the mission really to empower our community to end modern-day slavery. So we would go out and just talk to everyone we knew, everyone that would let us talk to them and say, you know, we can be a part of the solution. We can look for indicators when we go out in the community to see where trafficking might be happening. We can mentor our girls. We can do things as normal citizens to be a part of the solution for trafficking. The other thing that Purchase does, which I'm really proud of, is we have two curricula that we're taking into schools and other youth facilities, juvenile detention centers, and talking to youth about the topic. So one is called Empowering Youth, and we take that and talk to boys and girls in middle school and high schools about society and our culture and what messages we're receiving about how to treat women and how that plays into the sex trade, how we're kind of desensitized to some images that we see to music lyrics and how that really plays a role in the commercial sex trade. And the other curriculum that we have is called My Life, My Choice, and it's for girls 14 to 18 who have been trafficked, sexually exploited, or at high risk. And we take them through a series of lessons about what does a pimp look like? How does he recruit? How can we avoid those situations? How do we stand up for ourselves? What resources are out there? And as you saw tonight, education is really key to helping empower these girls to not get into situations where they can be vulnerable to a trafficker. So, and we have lots of information. Like Abby said, if you're interested in learning more, bringing the curriculum to your school here or other places in your community where we can talk to people about how to get involved, we'd love to do that.